Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
We have to cut all this shit. You guys can't be using any of this.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
sorry.
Just a little bit of basic decency, okay? I've come here. I'm taking time out of my day. I'm very fucking busy.
I know you are.
Number one album in Mexico, and you guys are fucking trash.
Lo siento.
Yeah.
That means I'm sorry.
Can we just start over?
Yeah.
I'm hostile.
Yeah.
I like you guys. You seem like nice enough guys.
Yes, sir.
But I don't want to do this.
You're right.
I'm sorry. Please sit down. All right, guys. Oliver Tree. Hell yeah.
Hates 15-year-olds.
So cool. His mom's a maple tree.
I said you hate. Okay. We thin.
Bro, we can't be doing this shit.
All right, you're right.
Are we in? Oliver Tree is here today.
Oh my God.
Okay, so.
The myth, the man, the legend.
Yeah, I mean, my first question is, why don't you like being a homebody or being anywhere? You are traveling everywhere for your tour, but anytime I talk to you, you're like, yeah, well, I did my first Zen in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. which
that is
should have been Zimbabwe, for being honest.
Uh-oh.
I would have done it there if they offered it.
You don't like being home? I don't have a home, man.
Like literally no home.
I have no rent. I don't pay for a house. I don't pay for rent.
Where do they send your jury duty?
Jury duty is non-existent for a guy like me. And that was kind of part of the original
idea. Too
famous. Well, no. Bro, the thing is,
if
you don't live in here, you don't have a public residence, they can never nail you down for jury duty. And I had to do it two different occasions.
Are you running from the law?
It's not the law, it's the
just
IRS.
Just like Beetlejuice, yes.
Oh.
I've been doing tax evasion, so I've been kind of bouncing around trying to basically keep a low profile as much as I can.
You know this is going to go on the internet.
We're going to keep that in, if that's true.
You're not going to put that in.
When
does the interview start? It started 10 minutes ago. Can we just reset
it? Do you want to do an interview?
Let's reset it.
All right, come back. Let's reset it.
What the fuck's this guy's deal?
I have no idea who this is.
It's Beetlejuice.
Oh.
You tell me when and I will come back.
All right, action.
My suit look good?
Yeah, it looks awesome, dude.
Yeah.
You guys want to try that again and maybe you do like a...
You're right.
We'll clap. How about we bring you on? Ready? Guys, we are so not excited for this next guest.
All right, you guys, just please.
Oh, okay.
I need this.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Guys, we are so excited for this next guest. Guys, clap it up for Baby No Money.
Oh, we forgot to clap?
Oh, guys? Yeah. I came here, I just desire a little bit of respect.
You're right.
You're right.
I'm trying to be cool. I don't want to make this like some kind of conflict.
Okay.
I've done enough of that. I just want to be in good vibes.
Okay.
Can we reset?
I've seen. I've seen clips. He kind of freaks out.
I think it's a bit.
It's a bit.
Is this a bit?
I think so.
All right, guys. Your next, what, artist?
Because I would say guest. I don't even know.
Your next professional clip farmer artist, Oliver Tree.
Oliver Tree.
Hey.
We're so excited to have you,
oh,
sir.
Oh, dude, you fucking.
My boy.
You knocked over a Diet Coke, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Oh,
that's fucking aura, dude. That's fucking aura.
That's crazy.
Bro, this is so exciting. I'm huge fans of you guys.
Oh, dude,
dude, thank you so much, man.
Man.
I love Oliver Tree, man. That's fucking.
Thank you, man. So you are on the run from the IRS. No. We're not using that part.
We're not?
Should we do it again?
Okay, yeah.
Let's do it one more time.
One more time.
Got a spill? Can somebody get this?
Okay. We're crossing a lot of cameras here. Can we make sure that nothing's going out of focus?
Make sure no one crosses my camera. Make sure
you literally have to cross our camera.
All the cameras.
I'm waiting, boys.
Okay. Right.
Why do you have to turn that way?
What?
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to record this for my own.
I want there to be like a reveal.
I'm recording this for my own safety.
Okay.
Are we
going to be filming the fucking podcast? Really, dude?
You don't want us to film?
Do you
want to
do just audio?
Nobody film right now.
We can do just audio if you want.
I just need a moment to think.
All right. How much time do you need to think?
I'm good.
All right. You only need that much time?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our guest today on the Sif Sox podcast, you know him, you love him, Oliver Tree.
Oh, man. What's up, dude?
Yo, what's up, bro?
So excited to have you, man.
Thanks for coming on.
Whoa.
I feel good today, boys.
Hey, that's so cool, man. Great to be here, man. Are you comfortable?
Are you good?
Is that chair big enough? We got the chair you wanted.
Chair option? This is a
little
small.
One you sent on the rider was that chair.
Literally, you said a red one that's fit for a king is what you said. And we got you that. Is your hair okay?
You tell me.
It does look kind of hot, dude. It looks good. You look good. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You look great.
Yes, I cut it myself.
Is that true?
That is correct.
Okay.
Just put a little chili bowl on that thing. Is this microphone? How do you use this thing?
You talk into it. And
I haven't done one of these before.
You've never done a podcast.
Well, I did do a podcast, but I haven't done one in a while. It's been a long time.
Okay. Just imagine that it captures your words in that and shoof right into the computer.
Yeah, it'll say
is
that.
It cool?
That's good. It's good. You look great.
Sorry, I'm nervous. I'm don't a huge nervous. Fan.
Dude, we're huge fans of you.
See, we are Stop. Huge fans.
No, we are.
We love we are. Oliver Tree.
Oliver Tree.
You guys actually know me?
Of course we know you.
Sick.
Let me,
I was honestly, my heart dropped for
I'm going to do a test. Okay. I've known you for a while.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, what do you mean no?
Uh-oh. Let's do the game again.
Through friends. I want to see if I have any songs saved because I think I do.
Of course you do.
Please don't let me down on this one.
Dude, of course you have. This is the song you always...
Ah, fuck.
No.
I thought I did.
Oh.
I thought I did. Great to have you today, man. What's going on?
Dude, Oliver, he's just joshing, dude.
Dude, it's a bit. Of course.
He's just joshing.
You ever heard that one?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Dude, that's the first... You know I made that song in a walk-in closet?
Really? I'm in my homie closet.
What'd you say?
I don't know. You go talk now.
So me and my boy, Weathan, we made that song in
you
a walk-in closet.
You said
Weathan? Yeah.
No, he's actually...
Why is that so fucking funny, huh?
He's actually a sick DJ.
No, hold on. His name is Weathan?
Yes.
Weathan.
Weathan.
Less T, more N.
Weathan.
Yes.
Weathan.
Like Weathan. Like if two like girls Weathan. Were taking Ozempic, they'd be like, bitch, Weathan.
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 Okay. All right.
When he was 15, we
his
made
his name was Triscuit.
Great joke.
Bro, is this, thank you. Is this the whole show?
His name is Triscuit? Sorry.
Actually, you know what, though?
What?
I love Triscuits.
Dude, Triscuits are the best.
I am a huge fan.
Me too. I've been trying to get sponsored for like 15 years.
Crazy. So my boy,
yeah,
we made this song in a walk-in closet.
Who produced it? Cheese It?
Got him. The DJ that was overseeing the whole thing, Oyster Cracker. What did you say?
Weathan.
Okay, Weathan? Yeah, no, he's
we
sick.
Made the song. Independently went platinum. Made it in a walk-in closet. Just proof that you don't need a record label. You don't need any kind of big fancy equipment. You don't need super producers. It was just me and my homie. He was fucking 15, bro. I gave him edibles.
Did you say fucking a 15-year-old?
He was 15.
And how old were you?
I was at least 30 at the time. Is that funny?
No.
Okay.
He was fake laughing.
No, I was not. That's how I laugh.
We'll ADR it in after. Yeah. We do that a lot.
I love that you guys fake laugh. So, I need that.
Yeah, we record laughs.
I need it
at too. After the end, we record fake laughs and cut it in.
Sick. Yeah.
And
yeah.
We have our guests do the same thing because we're like not that funny either. So
we're average.
So which one's funnier?
We're the same exact funny. Zero.
Is that true?
And if he has a better episode, I cut out his laugh. So it's always easy.
Really?
Yeah.
Always.
I do extensive notes. I'm like, yeah, Michael's too funny in this episode. Like, trim it down.
Right.
Yeah.
Anytime our producer says something funny, we cut that immediately.
Yeah. So anything you say that's funny, it's going to be cut. So don't say anything funny.
Bro, I'm not like a funny guy.
Okay, can we just get back to this? So you're fucking a 15-year-old. Then what happened?
Whoa. This is a
whoa.
Start again? We're starting over?
All right. We're starting again. All right, guys. Okay, give it up for our guest, Young Gravy.
We have to cut all this shit. You guys can't be using any of this.
Okay, yeah?
Okay, sorry.
Just a little bit of basic decency, okay? I've come here. I'm taking time out of my day. I'm very fucking busy.
I know you are.
Number one album in Mexico, and you guys are fucking trash.
Lo siento.
Yeah.
That means I'm sorry.
Can we just start over? Yeah. I'm hostile.
Yeah.
I like you guys. You seem like nice enough guys.
Yes, sir.
But I don't want to do this.
You're right.
I'm sorry. That's please fine. Sit down. That's fine. All right, guys. Oliver Tree. Hell yeah.
Hates 15-year-olds.
So cool. His mom's a maple tree.
I said you hate. Okay. Weathan.
Bro, we can't be doing this shit.
All right, you're right.
Weathan.
We won't do it.
Weathan.
Okay.
It's Oliver. I'm Oliver. Weathan's my friend.
Okay.
What type of friend? All right, sorry.
So you're always moving. In this last album.
This is not watchable. This footage needs to be deleted off the fucking face of the internet.
Well, once we post it, we do delete the footage.
Yeah, we don't do
that. Right? You take it down?
No, we post it first, but then the original files we delete. So when you're like, let me watch the whole thing, we don't have it.
Don't have it.
Perfect.
Can't have it. All right, so you were in the closet with a 15-year-old doing a song, which is great. And nothing weird was happening. I'm just saying.
He's going to leave again, Michael. You got
to
stop doing
that. Bro, I'm about to walk.
Bro.
Where?
I'm trying so hard to keep my composure, but none of this is usable. We're not using any of this footage.
Okay.
I think some of it is.
Some of it.
I don't think so. Who's going to want to watch a guy getting up and down off a chair for
Remember when I knew your song? That was sick.
That was cool.
I can't believe you knew that song. That was the first song I ever released as Oliver Tree.
And with the DJ Weathan.
Yes.
That's cool.
We've accomplished a lot in this first 10
We
minutes.
Have. We've learned a lot. Well, now we have the record straight.
Are we rolling? Can we start yet?
Did no one press record?
You're going to make me get up again because I will
no,
do
no,
it.
No, no, no. No, don't.
If you do, just hit record while you're up. Yeah, we haven't been rolling this whole time.
Right. The
whole time.
Is that one rolling or we need to reset?
No.
Red means
that's
it's not
taking
knowing.
Photos.
Yes.
Perfect. It's
yes.
an audio podcast, but it takes photos a lot.
Yep.
And then we stack it up like a flip book.
Yeah.
What?
And we it's play it all. Cool. And then we record somebody flipping the book with it.
Yep.
That's insane. You guys invented that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
You guys
I think Robot
AI
Chicken did.
You
yeah.
could connect the images together.
We do not use
we
AI.
We don't fuck with AI.
One
You're an AI artist?
I'm an AI god, dog.
Are you?
I love it.
Do you use it in your songs?
Every song I've ever made is AI. Bro, are you kidding me? Have you heard the music?
Yeah, it's so good.
It's basically fully AI jumbo.
So the 15-year-old was AI.
I don't know, bro. Honestly, that's a good question.
Okay.
That's a hard-hitting question that I like.
But I do have a question.
What's the question?
Gentlemen, guess what? This ad is brought to you by our friends and boys at Chubbies. The first time you throw on a pair of Chubby trunks, dude, you feel great. Okay, they're stretchy, they're comfortable, they dry freaking fast, and your thighs finally get the respect and fresh air they freaking deserve, dude. They are supportive, they're built with four-way stretch fabrics, and they're designed to say, see you never, to chafe. Okay, plus Chubbies is celebrating 15 years and the original shorts are freaking back. Same iconic fit, same comfort, first design, and with over 2.6 million customers, Chubbies clearly knows how to keep thighs happy and vibes freaking high. Okay, so for a limited time, Chubbies is giving our listeners 20% off with code STIFF at chubbiesshorts.com. That's 20% off your order with code STIFF. Give your thighs the VIP treatment they deserve with who? No other than Chubbies. Support our show and tell them we sent you. Again, for a limited time, Chubbies is giving our listeners 20% off with code STIFF at chubbiesshorts.com. That's 20% off your order with code STIFF. Give your thighs the VIP treatment they deserve, okay? With Chubbies. Support our show and tell them we sent you.
I forgot it. What were you going to say?
What were you
the last say? Album you made, you did a song in every country?
Continent. I only went to 82 countries. There is, technically speaking, 195 recognized by the UN, but 197 depending on who you ask.
But who's that? Who's UN to say what's a country and what's
That's
not?
That's a great point.
Exactly.
I actually, I'm very anti-UN.
You are?
Well, technically
You're
speaking,
un-UN.
Yes. Excuse me?
Unuendo.
The innuendo. The UNuendo.
We can keep it moving. So, like, you
don't. I'm trying to follow, guys. Yeah, I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Me too.
I'm just trying to follow.
But, like, so you just don't like a home place? Like right. What was the inspiration behind the album to be like, I want to go for every different, was it every different song or the whole thing was a process of writing?
What's the question?
What's your name? So you went to 82.
82 different sovereign UN recognized states.
To make an album.
A state? We only 50
countries.
States.
There are countries.
Oh,
to make an album.
Yes. So what happened was.
But yeah, why?
So I've wasted millions of dollars recording in a place like
that's
Isn't
what
that
I
funny? What's so fucking
It's not funny,
about funny
that? Dude. You're just so naturally funny. I'm sorry.
It's because of the hair.
And no, it's more than that. I think your personality is very funny and
it's
I like you
suit.
A lot. Excuse me?
It's not the suit.
It's not the suit.
You're wearing a suit?
I designed it myself.
Yeah.
I don't have the right socks on, man. We got to cut this off before my socks. I got some dinosaur socks. This is bad.
Dinosaur socks are cool.
We'll
All right, so back to the album. So you recorded in how many UN
82
sovereign?
Different countries. But if you want to be more specific about it, it was closer to, I believe, 93 if you count territories. But we're not counting territories.
So how does that work? You go to a new place, you record a bar, and then you keep it moving?
Yeah, I do like a couple lyrics in each country. No, what I did was, okay, in LA, in a studio, it costs $2,200 a day at the studio I use. And my engineer is $700. That's roughly, let's just say $3,000. If you go overtime, it can go upwards of $3,500, somewhere in that ballpark. So that amount of money, I could... Are you good?
Yeah.
You look nervous.
Yeah.
Or were you just doing the math? Were you doing the numbers?
I was like, did I pick the wrong career field? Should I rent studios?
You should rent studios out to people like me, suckers like myself.
How much are we charging Oliver for today?
How much is this studio per
$3,700
hour?
Bucks.
$37?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Per hour.
Okay, so back, because this is actually fascinating.
Yeah, so...
Unlike that wheat thin story.
Right.
So that was my favorite part of the podcast so far.
That was going to be cut. We can't use that.
What, wheat thin?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
don't worry, we will thin it out.
Perfect. What I did was
then
I was like,
cut in the laughs from you that we get later.
Do you want me to tell the story?
Yes, I'd love to tell the story.
I feel like
please
I could just look it up on Wikipedia.
Honestly,
or something.
It's not that interesting.
It is.
No, it's fat. It's why boring. The fuck don't you like being home? Like, okay, I want to hear. Yeah, tell us. No interruptions.
One cost of making one song a day, let's call it $3,000, but sometimes $3,500. Okay. That amount of money, I could get a flight. I could get a hotel for maybe 5 days. Anywhere in the world, you don't have to get the fanciest hotel, but you can fly there, fly back, and make 5 songs. So what was happening is the record label, too, that I was with, they owned that studio. So they're basically funneling money back to themselves with these recording budgets,
right,
which I have to pay back 7x because I only make 14 cents on every dollar. So it's just the math equation-wise. I'm not trying to bore you guys with
no,
that.
No, dude, this shit is fascinating.
This is so fucking stupid. I'm locking myself into a prison. No, I'm trying.
Oh.
I'm saying the studio rental.
Yep.
You were talking about the interview.
I was.
Anyway,
and we're back.
My main point is all this money was going through my hands and I was always like in debt, millions and millions of dollars. And I'm like, I have no memories. I'm just a dude sitting locked in this little prison. These fucking studios have no windows. It's like a casino. They set it up so you don't know what time of day it is.
Oh, so then you get out there.
So you go over.
You always go over.
You know what they say? When I do music videos, I direct all my videos and overtime every time, all the time. It's OT. OT is Oliver Tree. And also overtime. So that's kind of my thing. I'm always going overtime.
You have to. With your creative vision, do you have to?
I did see a video where you were yelling about the label, right?
Yeah, we had a falling out. And so, I actually stopped working with them. They were so fucking dog shit. They supported none of the
can
shit.
Can you say which one?
Which label? Nutrition?
I'm not allowed to say, but it was we'll cut that out.
Oh.
It was how about that? Does that make it better?
That makes it definitely better.
I don't even know what that means.
You are.
Okay, so this is just a very interview question. Sorry if you're bored. Can we get the people from in here? So,
are they here?
Yes.
They are.
I fucking hope not.
Well, this podcast goes out through. Really? So, I just have a question.
You have getting
distro
into deal?
Disco?
Dude, we're not getting any good questions in.
This is knowing the music industry is fucked and you're
the what?
The music industry. Knowing that it's fucked and then your music starts taking off what everybody wants to get into music and then you pop off and then it's awful. So how do you
mitigate that?
When you know that they're going to fuck you over and then they're in a deal, like, do they just sugarcoat it?
The thing is, it's not a decision to get into the music industry. You just either make music or you don't. And I was signed for the first time when I was 17 years old. I had an independent deal. It went horribly wrong. I basically was forced to stop releasing music. I went on hiatus for like 4 years, but I never stopped making music. I made album after album, song after song. And at a certain point, you just recognize that you're going to be making music whether people listen to it or not.
Right.
And even when I do release it, no one listens to it, except for in Mexico.
Because I heard that you went super duper duper famous
fucking
in Mexico.
Wow. The last week, my life has changed. And I've been spending a lot of time out there living in Mexico. But now I am going to be a full-time resident. I'm actually looking for a wife. So I can just to certify my visa status. But right now, I'm living large.
Okay.
So where are you living?
In Mexico.
Oh, what part?
CDMX, Mexico City. You guys ever been?
Fun.
I hear great things.
I've flown into
it. Well, you guys look like a bunch of Cancun guys. Is it Tulum or something?
No,
Puerto Vallarta.
Of course. I should have known you were Puerto.
But what's wrong with that?
It's fun.
Bro, that's not Mexico.
Okay.
That's Gringo Central. You guys are the guys who give Americans, which technically we're not Americans because you have Central, you have Southern, all parts that are the Americas, but we're fucking USA. And you guys give a bad rep for America.
I don't go there and be like, let me get a margarita.
I'm sure you have.
Oh, no, I try to speak as much Spanish as I can.
What do you do? Separates you from the other jocks or the, what do you guys call yourself, frat guys?
I wouldn't say frat guys.
No, I really respect the culture when I'm out there and I try to.
Really?
Yeah.
Try to learn, connect.
Yeah. At least for sure.
By what, getting drunk at the hostel and taking a dump on the sidewalk? You're that kind of guy, Trevor.
Okay, first of all, I picked it up after.
I feel like you conjured that memory too fast, so I feel like you definitely
have
done
that. That didn't happen, but it wasn't in Mexico, so I don't feel remorse.
Are you really in debt millions?
Yes, of course, bro.
Wait, what do you mean, of course?
Millions upon millions.
So,
to who?
The old label, we can't put it in, but records.
So, wait, actually, debt, like...
The thing is, the debt's different in music. It's not like you're expected to pay it back unless you make the money. So it's not like a thing where it's like, I gotta pay these people back. It's more like the four or five albums, whatever I was owed to them, I'll never see any money on that until they're paid back. But the way that the money is structured is not like, you make a dollar, you spend a dollar. It's like, well, you only have 14 points on the record based on this contract. So it's like, I was in a dog shit record deal, and they basically took advantage of me.
Can I ask you a question? How come every musician on every podcast in the entire world goes, I had a dog shit record deal? Because are y'all going to learn at some point?
Here's the issue.
Like, no. Short answer, no. Everything you mean. Oh, no? Okay. I'm not even talking shit.
It's really
challenging
because to do things in art, you have to have startup capital. It's not like fucking comedy where you walk up willy-nilly with a little bar stool. Oh. You need millions of dollars of startup capital, okay? Not a couple iPhones that you film one at the crowd and one at the audience. I'm not talking about you guys. I'm just talking about comedy.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Have you heard of SoundCloud? I feel like that's pretty free.
Yeah, I've done it.
Yeah.
I tried it.
And?
So do you get a signing?
I don't use it anymore.
Do you get a signing deal?
Guys, gentlemen, listen up, dude. Father's Day is coming up, and honestly, this is one of those gifts that actually makes sense. Ridge wallets, dude. They're clean, slim, modern, and they don't turn your pocket into a full filing cabinet. Slim, sleek, beautiful, dude, because we all know that dad, who still has a giant crusty leather wallet from 2006, it's stuffed with expired gift cards, receipts from places that don't even freaking exist anymore, and somehow it's still holding on for dear life. Dude, Ridge fixes that. It holds up to 12 cards plus cash. You freaking heard me right, dude. It's made with premium materials like aluminum, titanium, and carbon fiber, and it has RFID blocking technology to help protect your cards from digital pickpocketers. Plus, they have over 50 colors and styles, including the new 90s capsule collection, dude. And the best part is Ridge has a lifetime warranty, so this might literally be the last wallet you or your dad ever freaking need. So for a limited time, Ridge is running their huge Father's Day sale where you can get up to 40% off their best gear. Just head to ridge.com/stiffsocks and don't miss out on one of their biggest discounts all freaking year. That's ridge.com/stiffsocks for up to 40% off after your purchase. They'll ask where you freaking heard them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
A what?
A signing deal?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you have to know. I know it's not the right words, but you know, signing bonus. We won't say it, but Atlantic Records, bleep that. Yeah. Records, cut it again. When Records, when records.com, when they signed you.
I'm following.
Are they like, here's 20 mil and then you got to pay it back? I don't know.
Try minimum wage, bro. The last album that
you made.
You
made 30 mil?
That was per month.
Great.
Yeah. I made like basically what would be equivalent to minimum wage in the last.
But music just blows my mind because you look at the streams and the streams are crazy and you've had songs do like pop, 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 crazy numbers. And then you're like, I'm in debt. Like,
yeah, but you're not technically in debt. Like you don't owe the money to them. They just take all the money. So it's weird. But the thing with the music business is why you need the startup capital is you don't just start one business. You start four or five different businesses. So you have the master side, which is the label deal, but then if you're an actual artist and you write your material, the publishing, so that's a separate business.
The pub deal.
The touring is a separate business. The merchandise is a separate business. So it's a conglomerate of businesses. So, and the thing is, I actually write my own music. So I've been very blessed because as a songwriter, I've been able to make more money than even touring. Because actually,
is that where the money is?
For me, it is. A lot of artists, it's mostly touring. But since I actually write my own material and own the lion's share of them, I've been very fortunate.
So you don't have to pay that to the record?
Nope.
That, only the masters.
And the song, when it breaks down, you have half and half. So half of the song is the publishing, half is the master.
Okay, so you're not broke.
I am. But never that's mind. A separate issue. I got into gambling.
Actually. And what are you what's gambling
the most
on?
The what's the most money you ever lost in gambling?
Well, shit, that's a great question. So there was two times. I was at the Bellagio. Do you know it?
I've heard. It's in
with
Minnesota?
The fountains.
Yeah. So one of the times, I've been advised not to speak on this. My business advisors don't want, because what happens is when you start talking about how much you've lost gambling, you become a target to the casinos. And they'll start coming after you with drink vouchers, free hotel stays.
Free Diet Cokes.
Even, they paid for a private jet for me one time.
Actually,
just
really?
To go gamble. And I've lost so much fucking money.
Is this true?
This is true. So the most I ever lost in two different times, each time was a similar ballpark, but I lost $2 million one night. Not fucking kidding. $2 million.
Slots?
Yeah.
No, hookers,
no,
right?
Slots, bro. Blackjack.
Oh, blackjack.
Yeah.
How big are the hands?
That was her name?
Hands are anywhere between.
Everyone's missing my jokes. Sorry.
What did you say? Did you say something?
It doesn't matter.
What did you say?
It doesn't matter.
I want to hear it, man. Because I feel like he's soaking up a lot of the limelight. And I feel also the same way as you. I connect with you because he's kind of sucking the air out of the room.
He's trying to divide us right now. He's trying to divide us.
Okay, so
he's
that's,
trying to divide us right
he's
now.
He's literally making a big shit. Nose joke when we both have big nose.
I'm have a bigger sucking. Nose than both of you guys. We can measure. Don't get started about big noses.
I know, but you're saying he's sucking the air out of the room. That's like literally a shot at my nose, which I'm really insecure about. Really? That's the reason I'm not a bigger star in the sound is my nose.
Well,
because his nose is bigger than his stardom, is what he was saying.
Bigger than his
and
what?
And you knows what you're talking about.
I didn't hear what you said because you're talking so loud.
Because I'm breathing so loud. I'm just no, fast.
Can you let your buddy drop? What was your name again?
Timothy. No breaks.
Timothy?
Yes.
Really?
No.
What's
my
your name?
Michael, man.
Michael Motorcycle?
Yes, exactly.
I've heard good things.
You should.
Also, by the way, I love the fit.
Thank you. Go and Padres. Dude,
honestly,
and Padres is a priest. And yeah. Priests are Catholic.
Who is also in there with Wheat Thin.
Correct.
What?
And Triscuit. And Oyster Crackers.
$2 million in a night.
$2 million in a night. And basically what happened was I had to start playing shows at the casino to pay back the money. It's fucking crazy because I was actually so down. Don't pull this up yet, bro. They're not even paying attention to the fucking story.
And what is this?
Over here. Eyes over here. All right, we'll move on. It's not that interesting. I lost a lot of money. I've lost millions and millions at the casino.
$2 million at Bellagio because you were playing blackjack?
That was one night. It happened twice. I'm not kidding.
Do you have a,
how big are the hands?
I stopped gambling, by the way, and I don't endorse it. I only do online gambling ads now.
It's safer. You don't have to leave the house.
Well, no, I'm only making money based on my fans' losses. So it's technically legit. If my fans lose a lot of money, that goes directly to me. It's an accumulation process.
I don't
think
you know how business works.
I don't think you've ever done a gambling deal.
I think I want to kiss you.
I want to kiss you more.
Really?
What's the calci on this?
The calcium?
Calci.
Calcium.
What is that?
That's his other DJ friend.
Are you a rain bet guy?
Oh my God. Am I a rain bet guy? Bro, I was using it on the way here.
Were you really?
Well, actually, we got to cut that out because I don't want to support other casinos because I've actually started my own.
And it's called?
Well, it's not my own. My buddy made one and I became a joint investor in it.
Weathen?
No, it's my friend in Latvia. You guys know the country?
His name's in Latvia?
No, Latvia is a country.
Oh, Latvia.
Lafayette?
Do you know Latvia or no?
Yeah, a country. It sounds
familiar.
Country in Russia.
No.
We've met once or twice.
Former USSR. But it's right below Estonia.
Estonia?
Yeah, you're familiar
with it? We never finished the album talk.
Oh, what was the talk about the album?
I don't know.
Sorry, I got so excited about this gambling talk.
But why go to 90, and it's awesome, but like...
Why? Because, bro,
does it
how
inspire?
Many years of my life do I need to sit into it, my own prison cell? I wanted to go enjoy the money, have the money not fall through the cracks, and my life had never been better. I was living at the time in a dark place. I had a four-story house.
Turn the lights on.
What?
What? I mean, dark play. I mean, all right, go ahead.
Bro, a four-story, but where do you find this guy?
On the streets?
He's good.
I am good.
I like it.
I like you too.
Four-story house.
Four-story house.
All the lights are
on. It was actually Rihanna's old house.
Really?
Yes. It was like a legendary spot.
Can you look it up?
Yeah, you can look up Rihanna's
Umbrellas video.
Her party, like the police shut it down. There was like helicopters that had taken pictures of the house.
And that's where you were living?
Yeah. So I lived at the spot. I had multiple cars.
Crazy amount of hoes.
Of course. With a house, it just comes with it.
Oh, that was the most like noble answer.
I'm just saying. In a lot of ways, you almost think that's just why you get a house like that, you know? But the idea was this. I needed more money, more followers, more whatever. It wasn't enough.
I had three TVs
in my fucking bedroom, bro. I had one in my actual room on the side, and then there was a living room in the bedroom. There was another one. Then I had literally a TV in my bathroom.
A living room in the bedroom?
Yes. I had so many living rooms.
You had an apartment in your house.
For sure. Just in my
okay.
But what I'm getting at here is not mass excess, but I wasn't happy. I had all this shit. And
I
was told that this would be the thing that would make me happy. My whole life were being shoved down our throat through the media, through commercials.
Yep.
More, you need this. Your breath smells like shit. Take this mint, you know? Like,
well, that was an hour ago. I don't want to start over again. I really don't.
Should I get up?
No, please. Because I like your train of thought on this because I feel like when is enough enough? When is enough video views or followers?
Right. It's never enough. We always think we want more. We want more. You get to what you thought it was and then you're not there. The goalpost
is
constantly
changing.
Social
programming, dude.
So
it's what this government wants us to think. This government wants us to think that we need more and more and more to feel happy, but that's actually counterintuitive.
Which I do. Go like my new TikTok.
Exactly.
I posted TikTok too. Please like that.
I'm verified.
As a guy who's been on the other side of it where you're like, I'm leaving that. What did you do in terms of that? Just that was it? No.
That's the house.
You were living in that?
In that one.
That's not the Palisades.
It's not that house, no. But
what is that it?
Let me see.
Just give us your old address.
I'm not giving the address up.
You don't live there anymore.
I'm not doxing the people I sold it to.
Who'd you sell it to?
The fucking IRS.
I'm not going to tell you who I sold it to.
Wheat Thin?
All right, can we just go with the story?
Yes, we're going to keep
it. So the whole point of this story is not about my max excess of wealth. Okay. The whole story is I wasn't happy when I had whatever I was told was the thing that would make me
correct.
Happy.
Right.
So I was like, something must be fucking wrong with me here. And then what happened was I just said, okay, let's try something different. I did a factory reset. All that I have carried for the last 5 or 6 years since that happened is a carry-on suitcase. I have 5 pairs of underwear. I have 1 pair of pants. I have like maybe 3 or 4 shirts. And I have a backpack with an interface that I record. It's a $150 interface. That's a way you record vocals.
Yep.
And then I have a microphone that's a few $100. I have a laptop computer and a cell phone. That's my entire existence. And I have never been happier. So my main point of this is not about talking about you could travel, this, that, who gives a shit. I'm trying to give a different alternative idea for what success can be. Success doesn't have to be buying the biggest house, having the most things, trying to be impressing other people for what?
Right.
My version of success shifted, and now the new version for me, success is freedom. I could stay here for another day. I could leave tomorrow. I could go to a place for a month. And really, the idea is to just be able to tell people, fuck off if you don't want to do it.
So and you're just like hiding money.
We do offshore accounts. We do encrypted wallets. We have ways to be able to hide the money.
Right, that's not
something that we can put in the actual
interview. Right.
This podcast is sponsored from our friends at Good Chop, okay? We are so freaking excited to talk about Good Chop, dude. If you cook at home and want better quality meat and seafood without having to make another freaking grocery store run, Good Chop is a really convenient option. Good Chop delivers high quality American meat, okay? And seafood straight to your freaking door, vacuum sealed and frozen at peak freshness, so you can keep your freezer stocked and have good cuts ready whenever you want to cook. All right. They also source their meat and seafood exclusively from American farms and fisheries, which means you're supporting local family farms and independent ranchers right here in the U.S. of A. And there's a ton of variety. Okay. You can customize your box from over 100 menu items, including USDA choice and prime steaks, 100% grass-fed beef, wild-cut seafood, organic chicken, responsibly raised pork, and more. Plus, Good Chop backs it with 100% money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, okay, you get your freaking money back. Go to goodchop.com/podcast and use our code 50SOCKS to get $50 off plus free shipping on your first order. That's $50 off plus free shipping at goodchop.com/podcast, code 50SOCKS.
I'm not talking about
It's in the Pacific.
Yeah.
No, bro.
So how many offshore countries did you record in?
82.
Jesus.
Okay. But what are you gonna say?
Well, you said you did a factory reset. What does that look like?
Factory reset.
I'm asking this all for myself.
Yeah, delete.
I do have some stuff in storage, like so I built the world's biggest scooter.
This is true.
Can you pull that up? Type it. This guy's on his phone back there. They're both. Is he sleeping?
They're both sleeping.
Wait, do you guys do things on the screen or that's not part of the show?
No.
They do things on the screen. Time. Don't worry.
Yeah, there it is.
Dude, that's actually so goddamn funny.
I broke the Guinness World Record of this fucking thing for my first album I released. And I released the album on the day I broke the record. And so obviously I don't want to get rid of certain things. This is sentimental. This isn't like a thing that's like worth so much money. That was $250,000.
Are you serious?
Mr. Tree, how big is that?
It's 14 feet and 7 inches,
Holy
I believe.
Holy fuck, dude.
Yeah, but I have the Guinness World Record. If you type in who built the world's biggest push scooter, you'll find out it was me. Is that funny?
Did you...
Is that fucking funny?
Did you find out how
big...
This is
my life we're talking
about. Did you find out how big the biggest one was and beat it on purpose?
We did it by 2 inches.
That's so cool, dude.
Do you know who that person was that you beat?
It wasn't even close before. What does it say? How many inches?
Anything above 4 is big.
3 feet.
13
feet.
Did I say 14?
Yeah, you did.
Whatever.
That's same okay. We all lie. I say I'm 5'9". I'm not 5'9".
I'm 5'10".
That's great. You're not.
How tall are you?
5'8". You're 5'8", too.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, we're...
Let's ask Google.
You guys are short as fuck.
Why are you so mad?
Okay, anyways, my point of all this was I put some stuff in storage.
Yes.
Like the world's biggest scooter. I don't want to throw it away.
How big is the storage place?
It's in an airplane hangar.
No.
It's in Long Beach.
Is it in Spirit Airlines? Because you have now there's more?
Honestly, don't bring that up. It gets me a little emotional.
Oliver Tree is reported to be 5'8". You, Oliver
Bush.
That's
fucking bullshit. That's fucking bullshit. Dude, I know that people, I've got haters around the world. They manipulated the whole thing. One time they tried to say that my net worth was only $7 million.
And what is it?
And what is it now?
Bro, it was in the hundreds of millions at my peak.
Okay, where is it now?
And then you spent it all on scooters and rain bet ads.
Can we cut that out and try this over again?
We're going to cut all the whole thing, dude?
We start over.
What was that? What was the video you sent in earlier?
I was just saying I'm a big Padres guy.
Great.
And I don't know if you know this, but okay. It was a pretty big deal. But I actually, and you probably did too, I threw the first pitch.
I never thought of it. I never thrown the first pitch.
So check this out. This is
this
my.
This is you?
Yeah, this is.
That's Rays bait.
Keep it going.
That's
keep
real?
The video going. We're not done. It's audio. You need to keep it.
This is
Let's
the ceremonial
back.
First
pitch. That's the worst pitch I've ever seen.
This is the ceremonial first pitch. Someone named Tree. Oliver Tree.
You know what? You're smarter than the internet because that's rage bait. That's not
rage bait. That was me actually trying.
No,
oh,
right.
Don't
trying.
Fucking call that shit rage bait. It's my life we're talking about. Bro, honestly,
senior
that
tree.
Was so... I flew That's... all my family out to that event, bro. Do you know how embarrassing... And I was publicly humiliated. They had me in the newspaper.
They don't have newspapers anymore.
Bro, what world do you live in?
America. Did you record
you
this
You ever been
kind
there?
Of?
I did. I recorded one song in my hometown.
What
in
was
Santa
it called?
Cruz.
Freedom?
Are you from Santa Cruz?
Yeah, SC Loke. Where are you guys
so
from?
Slugs, dude. I went to school in San Jose.
No fucking
yeah,
way.
San Jose. Yeah.
San Jose's whack as fuck.
Whoa, dude.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. We're family.
I was talking about Sam.
Psych, bitch.
Oh, that's not nice, dude.
Pull up. He's 5'8 again. Let's go yeah. back
I'm
to that.
I'm not 5'8.
Pull up his net worth.
I am $15,000. Just shy of 6 feet. I don't mean to yell. I'm sorry. I'm
no, that's okay.
Out. It's just pissed me off.
It's short man syndrome.
No, it is. No.
Dude, we're the same height, man.
How tall are you?
5'8.
We're not the same height.
We are.
Stand up.
I am. I do it.
He does it.
Stand up right fucking now.
Are you going to fight me or kiss me?
Both.
Well, I'm in. Your butt.
So you're from lame ass San Jose, and where are you from?
I'm from Maryland.
Oh, God.
Oh, why?
DMV?
Why the hate? DMV, baby
I
boy.
I love the DMV.
I know. It's a great where place
was,
to be from.
Where was your favorite place that you visited and wrote songs?
Well,
you want to see an even worse first pitch? It's me at the Mets.
Did we do the same thing?
Don't bounce.
Is that you?
I mean, how did you think it was going to
go well?
Well, here's the problem. I trained with a Dodger.
Really?
An actual Los Angeles Dodger. I think he plays for Tampa now.
You trained?
Yeah, I don't want to look like an asshat.
Are you actually
show his clip again?
Don't show my clip again.
I'm running
again.
It back. Two episodes in a row.
Hold on. An asshat?
I'm big on the asshat. That's a good word.
I don't
look
know.
Look at this asshat.
I mean, okay. I accept it. Great. It's great.
Is that an insult?
I don't even know. It's something my dad would say.
Okay. I like it.
Sound like a ass you have a cool hat. Dad.
I like
He's
bee's
awesome.
Knees. Bee's knees, I'm trying
but
to
But that's
back
a compliment. Like, dude, this guy's a bee's knees. Yeah. Asshat is like, you're an asshat.
Yeah. An ass, but you're a hat. Sorry.
So what was the question? Favorite place to record?
Yeah, favorite place to record.
So I went to so many fucking epic places, it's hard to be able to pick, like, that was the best. But obviously, it's really special that I did record a fair amount of the instruments in Mexico City, and to have the album go number one there is fucking insane. So
Are
that
you
was
Mexican?
Really special. I just found out that I'm actually 73%.
You're Peso Pluma, right?
Are you Bad Bunny?
You know what? What's Bad it? Bunny one time admitted that he listened to my music.
That's
Didn't
you
Billie Eilish
that's
just
actually
post something?
Fucking incredible.
Billie Eilish too.
What happened? How'd you see that?
It was just something in an interview that she said.
And she just said Oliver Tree's music was so bad.
No, it said what music inspired your album, and she mentioned me.
That's so cool.
It was an honor. I'm a huge fan of her, but
of course.
I know
she's great.
I tried to message her. She never hit me back.
That's okay.
I'm sensing a theme here today.
Yeah.
Have you messaged anybody and got back? You messaged me. That was pretty cool. For you,
did
I'd
I
imagine.
I think that was my assistant, maybe someone else. I when he mentioned that he talked to you, I said, I never heard of you.
Yeah.
But no, we met at Coachella, right? Or I met you before that. Oh, I met you at the influencer house when we did the dating show against the robot.
The robot AI date for Eric.
Oh, yeah. Dude, and guess what? Mm-hmm. I fucking beat his ass. I won.
You did?
I won the fucking AI
I
robot.
You were there
Sophia,
that day. That was crazy.
That's so dope that I beat you. And sorry, I don't mean to make you feel like you're not a part of this.
Baby girl, I'm fine. I'm over here just admiring two guys talking.
Yeah, we're talking shop. I won.
How did you win? What do you think the line was that you won?
Well, I think that despite being ugly...
You're not ugly. Can
yes,
you stop
I am,
it? You're fucking
bro.
Handsome, dude.
Stop.
No, I'm sick of this shit.
You guys are handsome.
Yes,
I'm
we
like
are
a troll,
hot.
Dude.
Yes, we are.
Check.
Whoa. You look like 5'8 to me.
Hey, that is fucking scary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you do it like that, yeah. Shit.
What'd you say?
I said if you walk around like that.
And how long have you been growing your hair out?
Trying to get comfortable here.
Yeah. Nope.
Am I in the right?
Yep. You're good.
Move it.
We're not even recording this episode.
Yep.
You're out of the frame.
Sorry.
Great for audio.
This is awesome. Did you get it?
How often do people try to pull on your hair?
Bro, you guys can pull on it. I actually let people.
Really?
Yeah, because they're so fucking annoying. Is the hair real? Is the hair real? I have been growing this since COVID. Pull it.
Yeah.
Not that fucking hard, dude.
It's real.
You want it?
I believe you. I don't know where that hair's been, dude.
Dude, that was cool. That's like a guy who has a snake on his shoulders in Venice. Like, you want to touch it?
Bro, I had the third one. So like these are two, right? But I grew my chin hair out.
Okay.
It was lit, bro. I got it 7 inches and it would go down. So it basically turned into like a pitchfork.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Who hurt you as a child?
So fuck. Older brother beat my ass so much, man. He's a good dude though. He's actually Buddhist now. Lives in China. Awesome. Yeah, sweet guy. Me and him would fight. I actually would win sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. How much older is he than you?
He's 16 years older.
16 years older?
Yeah. Well, no, well, 16, I think 17, yeah.
17 years older
he
than you.
He was born in 67.
67? I don't think you're good at math, bro.
How old are you? Am I allowed to ask?
Yeah. I'm 41 come September.
Confirmed?
How old are you guys?
Confirmed.
How old are you?
33.
And you?
56.
No, actually, don't
56?
How old are you?
56.
Don't fucking do this on your own show, bro. Your fans know. They know you're lying.
How old? 41?
I'm actually going to be... Well, I'm 41 in September.
Come September, you said.
Yes, come September.
Come September. That's but like a cowboy. That's crazy.
So you guys, when you get older, like me... Like, so, do you guys have kids? Or?
No.
I have two.
You do?
No.
Okay. I have two sons and a daughter, and a lot changes once you turn...
You have two sons and a daughter?
Yeah. I started when I was pretty young. I have my daughter's 9.
Well, yeah, you're Latin. That makes sense.
But what I'm saying is a lot changes.
Is this true?
This is actually...
You don't have kids.
Yes, I do. I don't. I really don't. We don't have to cut this out, but I actually don't talk about my personal life.
What are they named?
I'm not going to say my kid's name. What? Find them at their school, you fucking freak.
This podcast is sponsored from our friends at ShipStation, dude. If you run an e-commerce business, shipping can, you know, quickly become one of the biggest drains on your time and money, especially if you're managing orders, freaking rates, inventory, and returns across different tools. ShipStation brings that whole workflow into one place. Thank you so much, dude. It's all in one shipping platform built to help businesses manage order fulfillment, handle returns, and stay in control as they grow. Okay. One of the biggest benefits is automated rate shipping. ShipStation compares rates across UPS, USPS, and FedEx on every order with savings up to 90%. So instead of guessing or overpaying, you can see your options and make the better choice quickly. It also connects to over 200 online marketplaces, plus the accounting and CRM tools you already be using. So you don't have to rebuild your entire process just to make shipping simpler. So with over 1 million businesses have used ShipStation, and if you're running on e-commerce businesses, exactly the kind of platform I'd want handling the shipping side so I can focus more on growth. And that's why it's Sif Socks. Here at Sif Socks, we use ShipStation. We love it. Okay. The sooner you switch, the sooner you can start saving time and money. Get started with ShipStation today and get 60 days free at ShipStation.com with code SOCKS. That's ShipStation.com, code SOCKS. Again, ShipStation.com, code SOCKS. Taxes and fees apply. Love you.
What, to record a wheat thin? Okay, so would you actually have kids?
I have kids.
I'll drop the bit. I've been doing a bit this whole time.
What's the bit?
I've been playing as this guy, Trevor Wallace, big douchebag, but like this is just like Trevor to Oliver.
Hey, big douchebag, but big movie star. Congrats on the new movie.
Yeah, congrats, dude. Busboy's out now.
Thanks, dude. I was in it for a minute 30.
Pretty minute 30 is a long time.
That is big screen time. That's big screen time. Do you actually have kids?
I do. I was with Theo Von last night.
Is that one of your kids? Sorry.
How did you see that?
Come on, buddy.
Were you there?
I'm always there. No, I saw the Comedy Store post photo of you and Shane and Theo.
I didn't see it. That's bad. I can't have that shit on the internet. Did they actually post that? And yeah. You actually saw it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, I need to get my PR rep.
He's gonna come back with a raccoon.
How do you guys think this is going? That's
online right now. I hate it.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Let's see. We were just talking about how good the podcast is.
Bro, that is not. Okay, Theo Von is not Anyways, congrats on doing a movie with him.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
I'm also kind of a actor now, too.
What do you mean?
Not much. You might have heard of it.
What is it?
Euphoria season 3.
Wow. Seriously? What's the scene?
It's more of an extra role.
Oh, that's big.
But I did a pass through. No, I acted in Logic's film. He put out a feature film, the rapper Logic. He's switched over to directing, and I did. Let's just say you had how long in your movie?
Minute 30.
Yeah, I had 15 plus.
Men's or sex?
Seconds?
Minutes.
Wow.
No, I don't know the number, but I had a pretty great part. And
did you have fun doing it?
I had a lot of fun, man. I love to be myself, and I was able to do a lot of improv and take it to where I wanted. But it was a pleasure, and he had so many cool people. It was like,
how was Logic as the director?
He's a talented fucking dude.
He's so talented, man.
Yeah, he's insane.
That's great.
He's goated. People don't really understand the genius, you know?
Bro, genius.
Yeah.
I mean, it's logical that he'd be genius.
It is.
How would you describe your music?
I would whiny? Say, well, okay. Whiny, do you say?
I'm just kidding. I'm just,
like, I mean, like, so.
That's just a comment I read.
It's more of like with my music, it's more of a cash grab situation, right? So the way I look at it is like, what they found, okay, there was actual research that was done 2 years ago. There was this entire paperwork done by Stanford, and then it was basically set up where the worse the music is, the higher it performs.
Blueface.
Well, and Blueface, his music's actually dope. So anyways, my main point here is the worse the music is, the better it performs. So what I started doing is I just started making the music worse and worse and worse, and the numbers just kept going up and up and up. And it was like, for me, it was like, I don't really want to do music. That's just kind of a day job thing.
Got it.
But the traveling thing now, that's a lifestyle.
You know what you should do? What? Can I pitch an idea? You should work for like Nat Geo and do like a traveling show.
Well, I wish you guys could have been there. I put out a live screening last week of my feature film. It's an Antarctica documentary. I think I invited you.
You did, yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't invite you.
That's okay, man.
What was your name again?
Tim.
Robinson.
Bro, I'm so confused. Which one of you is Trevor?
I'm Tim.
So Trevor was the episode before. That was our last guest.
Okay.
Yeah.
With Trevor...
Wallace.
Wallen?
Morgan was his first
name. I'm Trevor Noah.
Okay. Wait, what were we talking about? We're going to have to cut that out.
Okay.
What was the question?
I was saying that Nat Geo, and then you said you had a feature film.
I've been making documentaries, so I actually filmed this series. So I had a piano on my arm and a drum pad on my other arm and a mixing deck on my chest. And I recorded it on the Great Wall of China.
Are you
at Christ the Redeemer? Yes. At Christ the Redeemer, I did it at Machu Picchu. I did it at Petra. I did it at the Pyramids of Egypt. I swear to God. So I've been filming a documentary series. The first one of the series is a feature length that I edited myself. I scored it. I did all the VFX. It was like a fucking nightmare. I've been working on it for months, but I screened that at the Brain Dead Theater last week.
How'd it go?
Not good.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Why do you think it didn't go good?
Not a lot of people showed up.
I'll do it if you invite
me. It was like
me
and five friends. And then the other thing was, bro, the fucking equipment busted out. I think there's footage of it somewhere, but the equipment broke, so I had to play about half of it on my laptop.
That's
tough. So I just had them gather around. But like, because there wasn't a lot of people, that made it easier.
Okay.
But
well, that's fun. It's like an intimate experience. It's like, you know, Bieber doing the Coachella thing. It's like a very intimate thing. Yeah, same thing.
Low production value.
Exactly.
Do you have any footage of you making a song in the Great Wall of China?
Yes. I don't have it on me right here, but
is it on your Instagram?
You could probably find a picture of me on the Great Wall with my instrument, my apparatus. There is I think I had a trailer. If you go, we don't have time. You want to see?
Yeah.
I think you could see footage of me. Where's my phone? I can show you something.
Jump.
All right, should we restart?
I think we're fine.
Yeah, well, I'll show you. So when does this air?
When do you want it to?
Here, I'll come back in. We'll do the shot again.
Okay. And go.
Let me try it again.
Okay, you didn't like it? All right.
I don't know. My hair looked messed up.
Okay, there's wires. Be careful. And go. Yes, really cool.
Shit,
really smooth.
Man. Peso Pluma.
Oh, shit. Hello, sir.
What is this?
This is you on Great Wall of China.
This is a sneak peek here. I don't know when this airs. When does this air?
When do you want it to?
I want it to air right now.
Oh, it is. It's live.
No, this is coming out maybe tomorrow or the next day, but check this.
Oh, you're good. Okay. Yeah, it'll be
a
good
promo
yeah.
for my tour around the all seven continents. And okay. This shows me at some of the Wonders of the World where I had recorded. It doesn't show me recording, but this is the I did record songs in there, each in their own series. So I'm gonna release it later, but you can see me with the equipment at these locations, and I later will share clips of me performing there, but I don't.
Dude, this is cool as shit. Who comes around to the country with you? Do you have like a staff?
Like a so most of the traveling I did was by myself. And then when I went to go make the series, I was with one other friend. But yeah, we went to so many crazy places. But yeah, mostly alone. And
do you produce the music yourself too? Like the beats?
I produce every single part of it. There was no help with that. I wrote every lyric, every melody. I played every instrument. Produced it all. So I'm very proud of that. Even though the music sounds like shit.
So you don't
need my shit.
So you don't need a big old studio. You can just post
you
up anywhere.
You can literally record. I was making on every single airplane, every single train.
On an airplane?
Bus. Yes, bro. I produce. That's,
what about the audio? Isn't like an airplane
the
like
audio
loud?
Sounds like shit anyway. I'm not recording on the airplane.
Oh, all right. Just I'm the beat? Producing. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I do like an interlude or can I get a tag?
Yeah, for sure. What do
I
you
would
need?
Love. I just want to tag, say though? A word. My equivalent.
Oh,
my,
you want to be on the song? Definitely
like,
not.
Like...
I thought you were saying, do you want me to do one for you? Because even that, I was like, well, that would be.
Well, I just want to like say a word so I can like be like, yeah, it's actually my voice in there.
For sure.
You know, like my equivalent of Busboys, my role of the Busboys, I want to do that to a song.
Right. I don't think that's possible. Well, there was what? Mr. Beast played a hi-hat on a song for Benny
Did he?
Blanco?
Oh.
I think it was Air Rock.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I just want to do that.
Should we play it?
Yeah, I can burp into the mic.
Hi. My name's Oliver Tree, and I'm bringing my one-man band across all seven continents for the first real worldwide tour. Get a ticket now and be a part of history.
So that's not out yet.
Dude, that's all AI, huh?
It's not fucking AI, bruh.
Oh, all right.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
But anyways, this shit was fucking scary. So I had no permits. I'm doing all this stuff with just me and one guy. And there was times where the police would come. There was times where military people would come. There was a lot of paying people off. It was pretty fucking scary leaving the countries with the hard
You said
drives.
You actually went to Afghanistan?
Yes. So the album cover was shot in Afghanistan. We could pull that clip up. It's on my Instagram. It's buried pretty down there. I don't think I took it off. But this shit was so wild, bro. I went there for a few weeks.
Afghanistan, yeah?
Yes. And basically music has been... outlawed.
What is this, Footloose?
What? What does that mean?
You never seen the movie Footloose?
No.
It's okay.
What is it?
It's about a community that's dancing's banned.
Yeah, that happens all a lot of parts of the Middle East. Dancing
so music
banned at times,
is banned?
Yes, you can sing. There's things called Nahids, which basically allows people to sing, but they can't use instruments. So when the Taliban took over, they burned all the instruments. You could look it up, but there's news articles, all kinds of like footage of these just piles of instruments burning. So when I was making the album, the goal was to connect with as many different walks of life, to be able to spend as much time on all sides of the earth, to be able to just connect human to human, kind of like what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
But I've always been told not to go to places, and that almost makes you want to go more. And one place growing up, you know, Afghanistan is like, for us, it's not even like a fathomable achievement to go.
It's like New Jersey or something.
Well, a little different. But my main point is...
Same amount of guns.
It was a dream of mine to go and connect with people there and to connect through laughter and to be able to
have... sick.
Build friendships out in these different places. And I wanted to be respectful.
Of course.
I did not want to go there and break the law. So I went there and I shot the album cover there in a photograph form. And we made a statue. Do you want me to help you find it? Yeah.
Make it quick. So no, go to my Reels page.
Oh, okay, cool. Should we start over, by the way?
The whole thing?
I think so.
Okay.
We could start here. This is a good
right here.
Clip.
This is a good starting point right here.
Bro's doing side quests. I feel like your whole life is side quests
I've
now.
Been side questing so hard. This is not even scratch the surface of the side quest.
Really?
Yeah, I know what to do, dude.
And that's not you, or that is?
That's me.
Bro, it's not working. I'm not exactly qualified for this type of work.
I think up top we need to put a bicycle wheel, get a spinner on it.
This is bad.
I told them not to paint it all.
It's not going to work. We're going to have to come back in a month and reshoot this and rebuild the whole thing.
They're about to lift the heart up for the first time. We're going to see if this thing actually holds.
Shit.
That thing is like
good,
three
dude.
Fucking tons.
This is the most dangerous thing I've done in Afghanistan yet.
No. Dude, no.
That crane is from the 60s. That thing could snap at any second. I saw one of the wheels lift up. Let's do this. Let's just get it done with.
1, 2, 3. We better get off that thing. That's because the crane could crash on you.
Can I get off?
The guy's serious.
So I thought the dude was joking, but basically what happened was the equipment started overheating. It's like this old, old crane.
Yeah.
And that thing is a few tons. And if that thing falls over, it will literally just crush me. In
two where's seconds. The photo of that? That's on the album?
That's the album cover. Yeah. You God can see damn, it on my main page. But basically,
what inspired you to go to Afghanistan to just make a heart?
Well, the album's called Love You Madly, Hate You Badly. And I think for me, I was just trying to connect and spread love around the world, as corny as that shit sounds. No, I, it's really corny. About building bridges. So, like, I went to so many places.
You build a heart. You didn't build a bridge.
The heart is the bridge, dog.
The honestly, bridge to the brain. Bar.
The thing is, like, I was just doing it in Mexico last week. Like, we were building a bridge between two countries that there's a lot of conflict. And in a place like Afghanistan and America, I mean, it is such intense conflict between the two of just years and hundreds of years of just not getting along. I don't know the exact length, but yeah, there's the...
That looks so good. That really looks sick, so dude. Good for being AI.
Enough with the AI allegations, bro.
I'm just kidding. That is insanely
it's
sick.
Insane,
when you go to a place like Afghanistan, do people recognize you, or are they kind of just looking
fans,
because of the
but less
the
locals, because they're not allowed to really listen to music. It's illegal to listen to it. But there is, I told you about these things, the Nahids. Yeah. And bro, they can't have instruments, but they can have sound effects. So there's ones they listen to while they work out.
They're just playing the fah!
No, they have a... What'd you say?
I said a joke. They're listening to like Vine booms when they work out.
They do... Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm actually being serious. They have bombs exploding in the background as the beats.
Sir.
Gunshots.
Like, actually or recorded?
This is a factual thing.
I would work out better if I heard the sound effect of war, probably.
Because you can't use instruments, so they found other ways that are like workarounds, but they actually use like gunshots.
I think I would work out better with a dog barking, because I would run faster. I'd act as if a dog was behind me and I'd run faster.
There might be something to that.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe these two things are kind of similar.
So what would have happened if you recorded music there?
Who knows, man? I don't really know. I mean, I probably could have gotten away with it, but that's not the intention. I was trying to be as respectful as I could everywhere I went. I was trying to just spread love, not be like, I'm here to stir the pot up. Let's get arrested.
Yeah.
But there was times where I was doing things without the proper certifications. And it was very scary. It was very scary even like leaving Afghanistan with my hard drives. Not because I did anything wrong, but because you never know if someone looked at the footage and took it out of context. You know, I'm making stuff that's connecting through humor. And sometimes like that might be hard to understand for someone who's like a government official.
Also, that is a lot of travel to keep in a hard drive. Hard drives, you know, crash out a lot. So
I know. You know, I was scared. Well, we make multiple backups.
That's true.
But it was just like, you know, leaving countries after filming at these wonders of the worlds, that alone was scary. A lot of times it's like, you have to pay maybe 50 racks to rent out the proper permission and the proper slips to be able to do it. So, it was
kind of like.
You
ever think about putting like the hard drives like in your ass? Like,
well, there was times where I had considered it, but the hard drives we use are massive. I love why you have this guy. Now I see why he's on the show. He's got that.
No,
was,
I'm serious. So like,
yeah. No, I'm serious too.
Because you don't want to lose it. So like maybe because you don't know the government.
Is this funny to you?
To me, the visual of you putting an entire lazy drop in your ass is so funny. To
my saying is, I try everything three times. So I would do it. I would do what I had to.
You ever seen that Ray J interview
where his hat keeps moving around?
Uh-uh.
That's my favorite interview ever.
The other one with Cam Newton.
With Kim Kardashian?
I've great seen that interview. One. That's a good interview.
Yeah, not a lot of words were said in that besides, fuck.
Ray?
You saw it? You freaking creep?
I downloaded it to Blu-ray.
Really?
How long would you spend in each city?
It always varied, bro. I remember when I went to Cuba, I missed Coachella. It was last year, and I had the chance to play with this massive artist. Huge opportunity. I had a song with them, featured on them, and they're like, will you come to Coachella? We're going to do some dance rehearsals, a whole choreographed thing. And then I was like, I really want to go, but I'm in Cuba and I'm not going to leave right now. And then basically I just stayed. I made actually two songs on the album that were recorded in Cuba. And it was insane. After that, I missed both the Coachella weekends because I just kept staying there. I was like, this is such a magical place. I don't want to leave. And then the song never came out. I missed all the opportunity. Oh, I was like, that's how much I wanted to do this. It was so much more important than bigger success, more money, more this, more that. I was like, this is what it's about. I want to just live my life and say, nah, fuck Coachella. They could suck my fucking dick.
From the back.
Honestly, though.
From the Do Lab.
Yeah, reverse cowgirl on that dick.
And then you performed at Coachella this last year.
Yeah, but it wasn't like I'm even playing. I just went out and played a few songs. It wasn't anything serious.
Yeah.
But it was special.
So how long ago did you start this journey of traveling?
Well, pretty much when I started, the last time I really paid rent, besides when I lived in that house for around a year, I basically lived in K-Town like maybe 8 or 9 years ago. So I've lived 1 year in a place. And besides that, I've just been traveling, floating. And you know, the whole digital nomad, the fucking corny ass name for it all. But like, there's nothing more epic than figuring out a way, A, to be able to just make art wherever or make your job work from wherever. Because there's a lot of jobs after COVID that became really flexible to be able to be done in different places. But yeah. B, the real trick of the system is to scam the system and you get other people to pay for it. So that's the real thing. It's like, obviously I'm not like a total con artist, but I have my agenda and I have my moves. How do I get corporations or different people? People like yourself, suckers like you guys, to pay for the flights back to Mexico tomorrow.
We're not paying you anything for this.
I mean, $0. You've actually
paid us. I think you're losing money by doing this.
Can I give you an example?
The parking's like $17.
No, don't worry. We have all the receipts.
Okay.
So we'll just send it back to, you're the producer or you're the producer?
We don't have a producer.
Because I heard a producer was mentioned.
Those are guys we saw drunk in Cabo shitting on the ground.
Yep.
Okay.
So how are the hoes on the road?
Incredible. Can I just say this beautiful thing? What was I saying? Now I don't even remember. I had such a beautiful, oh yeah, bro. You got to trick people into paying for this shit. You don't actually have to pay for any of it. I went around all that shit. I never paid for any of it. And I would go, like, for example, I went to Antarctica a few times during the process of this album. And one time I flew from Antarctica to, I directed a bank commercial in Spain. Somehow they let this fucking guy with this haircut direct a fucking $1 million bank commercial.
What was the bank?
I actually don't want to say. I don't want people to come after him.
Okay.
But
yep,
it's the biggest bank in Austria.
In Austria?
Yeah.
Oof.
But we filmed in Spain.
Nazi.
Bro, what are you on about?
Me?
You are such a small man. It's such a sad, sad little man.
I am. How do you know that already?
What?
That I'm a sad, sad man.
Well, you're just little. I don't know if you're sad.
Yeah.
You're the same height?
Same height.
I'm not as small as you guys. You got to be fucking kidding me. You're serious right now? I can't tell if you guys are 12.
Dead ass, bro. I'm 6 foot.
You guys are fucking tiny.
Dude, I'm 5'8 at the
moment. Bro, I walk through this place like a fucking giant.
Because you are a giant, man.
But anyways, my main point of the story was I get them to pay for the flights from fucking Antarctica, which is like 4 flights, to Barcelona where I filmed it. And then I had a tour in Australia after and they flew me to Australia, put me in the fucking nice hotels with the fucking Michelin meals for lunch and dinner. Like, I just find ways to scam a system. So I don't really spend money because I'm not down with
it. So how are you going to Mexico tomorrow?
Well, you guys.
Hmm.
That's what I was thinking. We could probably work something out. You guys didn't get any of the information beforehand?
No. I mean, my email has been broken for a while, though.
It's all good. I don't fly first class. It's only like a $200 ticket.
To go to Mexico from here?
You're so recognizable.
Excuse me?
You're so recognizable.
Bro, I never fly first class ever. I think I've done it like 5 times.
You just post up row 38C?
Bro, I'm 38Z, dog. I'm all the way in the fucking back chilling. I got my iPads, my melatonin. I'm sleeping on that plane. I wake up. I'm there. And I actually get on the clock schedule so crazy. I got this whole like math equation where I look at where I'm going. I look at what time it is. I kind of like sleep deprive myself the night before. And I'll go to bed at like sometimes like noon. Sometimes like I'll get on the plane at like, let's say at 11. I'll be like, cool. It's about to be 12:30 at night. I'm going to go to bed right now. And then I basically take all this melatonin, put on my eye pillow. I got my little neck pillow and I'm sitting there.
You have an eye pillow and a neck pillow?
Bro, they sell them together. I have one that could attach.
Oh, I saw that on Instagram.
Yeah, that was.
I haven't got it yet, but I wanted it. Is it good?
And your brain can trick you to sleep?
Bro, for sure. And also, since I don't stay on any time zone, it's very easy to switch because it makes it harder when you've lived somewhere and you haven't
left. That's what I'm saying. It sounds exhausting. Isn't your body like, God damn it?
Bro, it's not exhausting. I'm about to go back to do it again. I'm about to go to 7 continents over the next 7 months.
Yeah, but that's because you're in debt.
No, I'm not. The casino thing we worked out because I did the shows. I played shows at the casino. We paid back everything. And then now what it is that the label I owe a bunch of money to, but I don't have to pay them back. The whole thing is, you know, you were asking about before, but they pay you each album, they give you a little bit more. But after splits and taxes, the shit was like $90,000 for a year. And I spent multiple years of my, it was like, I don't know what minimum wage is. I'm assuming it's somewhere a little bit less than that. But it was like, it was wild the amount that they're actually paying these artists. Like, it was fucked up. So fuck you. Schlob on me knob. We can't put that in.
Let's not.
Okay, we have a question, a sock talk for Oliver.
Let's do it!
Roman wants to know, Oliver, how do you goon if you don't have a home?
I don't goon. I'm actually stopped fucking gooning, bro. That shit is so dark. It's so bad for your head. You guys goon? Look at me. He's got the goon eye.
I'm out.
You're done. And what about you?
I'm done.
I don't goon, but I'll... I might go one screen here and there.
What is that?
Porn.
You don't think it's bad for your brain?
It's not great.
It's like, bro, I'm just an addict. So whatever I do, I become hyper obsessive with. And like, if I'm smoking cigs, I'm smoking fucking three packs. If I'm masturbating, you guys won't see me.
Oh.
Bro, I'm locked
myself
in.
Three packs.
Three packs. I'm fucking jerking it. Lighting one up. I'm making eye contact with the person doing the
engineer.
No, it's the landlord.
Oh.
Coming in at the hotel. What is it? Yeah. No, the landscaper. We're making eye contact.
So you're in a porn, yeah. Yeah, I don't really, I mean, it's more like on the road if I can't fall asleep.
That's bro,
like
you're sick in the fucking head.
Me?
You're sick.
Bro. What's wrong with the quick wank every once in a while?
Bro, well, I guess it's good for prostate cancer, so it's probably good that you do it.
Yeah. And I also put my finger in my ass to check while I'm drinking off.
I do too.
You have
Holy
to.
Holy shit.
You have to.
Yeah,
I don't even do. I have a check. I haven't jerked off in a very long time, but I check sometimes.
You have some kind of like chart that says how long it's been?
In my brain, I do.
Yeah. 6 months.
You're beating me.
6 months, man. 6 months and 3 days.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
When you stopped, what were the changes?
Stop masturbating.
That is a big change.
I save so much time, bro.
I know. You really do.
I don't know how anyone gets anything done.
I don't know.
I had the four screen set up. I was like,
see, that's what we're talking
problem.
About.
That's the problem.
That's where it reclines like the dentist office.
I was laying back. I had the mouth. Oh yeah.
In Rihanna's old house,
you
gooning.
Had a fucking cock in there.
What?
In your mouth. You know? Well, because you opened it.
My
like
own, bro. I did the Marilyn Manson surgery. So I could.
Hey.
Hey.
And were you public about gooning, or why did that person ask?
These questions are great. What else we got? Is that it?
Yeah, well, we have one more anonymous confession, but was there a goon problem? A real goon problem?
No. Honestly, well, come to think of it, yeah. I don't know. I don't really know because I'm just an excess person. I'm a hedonist. So whatever is fun and whatever I like, I just indulge. But realistically, yeah, there was a problem.
That's
what
okay.
What was the question?
How do you goon on the road?
Oh, yeah, how do you goon on the road?
Well, he doesn't goon.
Back when I used to, bro.
Yes, sir.
So I would set up. I have my laptop, right? But then I would borrow, let's say if someone went with me on the road, I would bring their laptop, use their phone, my phone, set a couple things. And I basically, you know how they have the game set up where you can watch like video games while you're watching someone talk on like TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that shit.
Dude, what you should do, you know how you record in every different like country? You should goon in every different country.
I've had sex on all 7 continents.
Is that, what are they?
Like with a with a woman or
what
with
are
yourself?
The 7? With myself, dog.
That's fucking jerking awesome, it. Dude. What?
No, I had sex with all 7 continents.
Where's the craziest place you ever banged? We'll bleep it.
At the zoo.
No.
All right.
I don't know, bro. I'm not really into the public thing anymore.
Anymore?
Yeah, I used to.
What happened?
But where was the...
Bro, I'm trying to think. What would be the... I remember one time I was having sex at a park when I was in high school. And there was people like that were like yelling at us. It was so bad, bro. It was like out in the field. But that's not the...
They're like, that's my girlfriend!
Yeah, they're like... No, I don't know. The question is what?
Like, you said you banged in all 7 continents.
Yeah.
So where's the craziest one?
We're having sex in the fucking, inside a room.
Oh, that's fucking boring, dude. I thought it'd be like on an iceberg or something.
Well, I have had sex in Antarctica, but it wasn't on the fucking ice, bro.
And where did you find that nomad?
I really don't want to talk about it, but I was dating someone, so we...
Oh, it was the same person.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that's fun.
That made
yeah,
it
it's wholesome.
Yeah, that's definitely special.
And some holes.
It is. There's multiple holes.
So sick.
Whoa.
And are you guys dating or what?
We're not together. We would be if someone would allow me to do it.
Right.
But
because I got that vibe.
Yeah, the podcast is kind of like the front. So we can like catch up and like get away from our girlfriends. Like me and him are secretly in love.
Yep.
But we put it behind a podcast front.
Well, yeah. I get that.
You know how people pay?
In your eye.
Yeah, you know how people pay for flights? We do like ads through the podcast
right.
to sustain our love for each other and pay for dates.
Yep.
All right. And Secret Sock, anonymous submission. My husband cheated on me with his sister.
For sure.
His biological sister. Should
Crazy.
I stay with him?
With his own sister?
Nope.
Not stay.
Out.
Can you burp on command?
Yeah.
Do
me
it.
Too.
Do it. Do it. Do it. What the fuck?
You can't do that?
No.
Bro, everybody can
How
do
you
that.
Do that?
Swallow air. No.
Bro, you look so lame.
I was trying to suck a dick.
We'll have to put that in. You want me to do what?
Do it.
You're like a conductor.
Dude, that's
bro.
Crazy.
You're like a semiconductor, bro.
Bro.
Sick. You know how to do it? It goes like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1,
are they even
two,
doing
three,
anything?
Four. Do you see what I'm doing? I'm counting measure.
But are they
four
even
measures,
doing?
Let's say if it was three, you could do less. But 1, 2, 3, 4. That's all I learned my 2 years at art school.
What about if it's one measure?
What?
Do we have any other questions?
No, that's it. That's a podcast.
Fuck.
That's a podcast.
We did.
Oliver Tree.
Holy shit. What a
Where
fucking
can they
tree.
Buy tickets
what
if you're
journey.
Listening
yeah, yeah, yeah,
from
yeah, yeah.
Hey, in Mexico?
Excuse me?
If you're listening in Mexico.
Yeah, if you're listening in Mexico. We're starting the tour. The first stop is Mexico City, May 30th. You can get tickets across all 7 continents. If you're living in a major city or even a minor city, chances
uh-oh.
Are we're coming to see you.
Weed fin.
Yep, and we got over 70 dates announced so far, but we're even going to show more. But we have over 50 countries, all the capitals. We are going to be hitting the motherlands, the motherships. We are going out there to bring love and unity. I'm a raver, dude. Peace, love, and unity.
Plur.
Plur. And, dude, last time I saw you was at the rave. And last time I saw you was at the funeral.
Exactly.
And, guys?
Same vibe, leaving.
Same vibe.
Yep.
Sick
Peace,
as fuck.
Love, R.I.P.
I'm so grateful that we got to do this. And
me too,
I'm actually stoked as fuck. And I hope we get a good trim down because none of this shit can be in there.
Yeah, we have to bleep the Atlantic Records.
Oh, for sure.
And I think it was the Atlantic Records.
Well, the gambling stuff.
The gambling stuff.
The whole intro.
The wheat thin
in.
Stuff.
The intro is so fucking boring.
Yeah. This is gonna be like a 6-minute pod.
Yeah.
Well, I feel you could get it down to 5.
And we're going to cut it vertical, so it'll just probably be us two like talking to you off screen.
Well, I prefer that too.
Yeah.
Honestly, if we can, maybe just cut all my part.
Okay.
Let's just put it right on you guys.
Yeah,
I feel
like that's
you
what
guys
we're saying.
Carry.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of feel like I was just kind of like sitting backseat letting you guys do your thing, and it was dope.
No, once you started talking about the goon shit, I was like, oh, this guy knows ball. Like,
yeah. Bro, I was connecting. That's when I came alive, bro.
You did, bro.
Dude.
It was crazy.
Oliver Tree, thank you
Oliver
for
Tree.
Coming on.
It's fucking honor.
And we have a Guess Who with him coming out shortly, so some fun stuff in there.
What, you have another guest coming?
Guess Who.
Guess
what,
Who?
What's
you.
That?
Where we did the things.
Oh, shit.
You're
did
on
we do
that.
That.
We
You're
did.
On that.
We did.
We did?
We did. Guys, that is it. Thank you so much, man. We love you. Bye.